And at the same time, now really respecting him for the courage that he has as a whistleblower to stand up against these forces, you know, risking himself. And so it's such a strange mixture of feelings. You know, I really like him. I really respect him. And I in no way can accept the things that he's been involved with.
Sure. I mean, do you know of the economic hitman, John Perkins?
Yeah, I don't know him personally, but I know him very well, yeah.
Okay.
Of him very well, yeah.
When he came to Dublin, I was lucky enough to have dinner with him. So it was quite an interesting conversation to hear him talking about, you know, going into various governmental situations or parliamentary, whichever country it is, offering them cash, first of all, and saying, you know, here we have an unlimited amount of cash. You can be the richest person in your country. Otherwise, here's a gun.
A bullet.
Exactly. Here's a gun with your bullet, with your name on it. Yeah.
Do you know this guy? I mean, he was, as far as I know, he was not the one that did the deed. You know, if they said no, he was not the one killing people, as far as I know.
No, he was the money offer.
He was the gun one going in there, being polite, offering the option.
Yes.
Take it or we blow your head off. But Chip was the guy that blew the head off people. You know? So, different ball game. But he knows a lot of these people from Operation 40 and so on. And then when we come to, they were part of the Robert Kennedy assassination. They were part of the Martin Luther King assassination. They took out, they were part of taking out Salvador Allende in Chile, the president down there. They were part of blowing up Orlando Letier in Washington, D.C., with a car bomb that was the biggest national terror act before 9/11. They were part of taking out Robert Smith in South Africa. They were part of taking out the Swedish Prime Minister. They were part of taking out Uwe Barschel in Germany, and a long, 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 long row of assassins globally, where you think, oh my God, these things are not connected. But I would suggest to you, yes, they are.
Yes. So if that's the case, Ollie, that these are all connected, and the information is getting out there, and it all, you know, a bit like all roads lead to Rome, you know, all roads lead to the Bush family, all roads lead to Henry Kissinger and Brzezinski, all roads lead to all these various places. Why aren't these people arrested by the people of these countries? It just baffles me. I mean, Henry Kissinger was in Ireland not too long ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. There was a warrant out for his arrest from the Spanish police, allegedly. And our Gardaí, or police force over here, protected him, and the warrant wasn't even able to be served on him.
This is where groups like the Bilderberg Group comes in and show their power. You know, these groups with hidden members, hidden networks, hidden power constellations that you're not aware of, that controls the legal system, the police, the military, and so on. And these are, that's the reason. But I would say that these untouchables like Henry Kissinger and so on, I mean, we're talking war criminals on a scale that is
massive.
I mean, it makes Adolf Hitler look like a schoolboy. And how they've been able to get away with it, this time is over now. You know, there's just been a few years ago, there was a people's court in Kuala Lumpur who tried George Bush Jr., Dick Cheney, Tony Blair, and other people for crimes against humanity, crimes against peace, for starting the war in Afghanistan and Iraq for absolute no reason, absolute no reason except pure greed.
Yes.
They were sentenced, and the sentence was carried out, and no, not carried, but it was delivered to the war tribune in Hague, where it still is. It's active. And all the countries connected to this court will say that in their country, they are not, they would be arrested if they come there. And also, on the 31st of March this year, the English Queen Elizabeth II of Windsor was subpoenaed to a similar people's court in Brussels.
Yes.
She and the former Pope, and the charges were child genocide.
Yeah, I've had Kevin Arnett on my show a few times, and I'm meeting him in Dublin beginning of July.
Well, then your listeners know that these are heavy, heavy accusations.
Yes.
And I would say that these people who have been getting away with murder literally for decades are not immune anymore. They're not untouchable anymore. And the ship is going down. I think the whole thing is cracking down around them. And this is why, if I'm correct, you will see in the very near future that people will start jumping off the ship. You know, we had Queen Beatrix a year or so ago. She said, shit, I'm out of here. You know, give it to my son.
Same with Pope Benedict as well. You know, the first pope to resign.
Yep. He came second. And then you had, now Queen Elizabeth said, due to high age, I can't travel anymore. I would say, Elizabeth, could it have anything to do with the case in Brussels? It's just a little hint.
Yeah.
It would be possible that these two were connected. And now the Spanish king said, shit, I'm out of here due to bad health. You know, give me some crutches. Let me look a bit ill. You know, give me amnesty. But I would think that in a very near future, there will be quite a lot of these people getting off the ship.
Absolutely. Someone's just asking, was that Kevin, as in Kevin, or another Kevin? Kevin Annette, Carl A. Wilding, is a guy doing some fantastic work, and he's working for common law courts and training people up in various countries to be bailiffs and all the rest of it, in sheriffs in these common law courts, and hopefully arresting criminals all around the world. So, Carl, the one you were thinking about he was a guy on a hunger strike outside the Vatican, who was on my show, and
different guy.
Kevin Galilei, his name is. It went pear-shaped when we found out, and it was revealed on VIN, on People's Internet Radio, with on a show here, that Kevin wasn't actually on a hunger strike. He was taking nutrients via juicing every day, so he was on no hunger strike at all. It was all bullshit.
Okay, I have no idea.
Okay.
But what I do know is that it's wonderful to see people take active, you know, instead of just talking or just not doing anything, it's very wonderful to see people that actually do something, like Ken and Arnett and these people who really put themselves in the line of fire.
Yeah.
And do not step back, you know.
It's time for action, Ollie. It's time for action.
It is.
You know?
It is.
I mean, Kevin wanted to wanted me to be very involved in what he was doing, but I tried to explain to him that, you know, I have the radio show and it covers all subjects, not just the one he's doing. So putting the word out there is much, much more important. The captain in the, Ray in the chat room says, there's another Bush on the way, George P. Bush, already winning local elections hands down in the States.
Have not heard the guy, but I would check these elections. You know, I mean, they rigged them all the way. So if there's a new Bush on the way, well, there you go. We need to expose them before this guy
absolutely. And was it Marvin Bush that had the security contract at the World Trade Centers prior to September 11th?
Spot on.
You know, so it's all actually, the unveiling has been happening, Ollie, and we're at the front line, if you like, of getting the word out there to people. So when the English people realize they're under British rule, and that British rule is quite damning and evil, for want of a better way of putting it, and then they realize it's all linked to the American scam and the world global domination and the military matrix across the world, they're going to realize that they can actually rise up and ignore that. You know, just don't pick up a gun for them. Don't go and fight their fights. Let them do it themselves, because they'll be left on their own if that happened.
Do you know, on many shows, I speak directly to people in uniform, you know, soldiers, police officers, and so on, because it is so, so sad when you think of it, because here are people who think they're doing a favor for their country, who's they think as a soldier they enlist and they sign up, you know, going out in the world trying, because they're going to liberate countries and come back with medals and become a hero and free people everywhere, you know. And the thing is, what they're not aware of is that they're being absolutely duped and trained into becoming hired assassins.
That's what they are. I mean, my ruthless
killers that will soil their souls for eternity. You know, they are the ones who have to live with these awful things that they are given orders to do. So I think it's so, so sad. And that's also why I really, really beg people in uniform to inform themselves about whose agenda they're serving before they destroy their lives anymore. You know, I can totally understand that it's great that they can pay the mortgage and they can feed their family and so on. But the price they have to pay, in the long run.
And that now is across the board, Ollie, really, you know, with our government here in Ireland, they're not even ratified by the people. They're a provisional government. They never were ratified by the people, and they're just carrying on and on and on. And in the end, they should be arrested, you know, and taken out of their positions of power. And not taken out violently, but taken out of their positions of power. We are the most drugged nation on the planet, with our fluoridation in our water system, mass medication without our consent. That's a crime against humanity, and I'm wondering where Amnesty International are and the people who are coming to Ireland to try and help us stop these outrageous despots from carrying on their evil deeds.
I tell you, in one way, you should take it as a compliment, because it just shows you that you are people with some balls, you know, and great spirit, strong, and that is why they try to do everything they can to drug you down, to forget who you really are, the power you have, and so on. So in a sick, twisted way, you should almost see it as a compliment. Because,
well, in a sick, twisted way, I do.
No, because they do it. It's the Irish, it's the Native Indians, it's, you know, the people with real power. I'm not talking about violent people. I'm talking with inner strength, you know, an inner joy, an inner spirit, you know, that is strong and vibrant and want to live. These are the people that the populations they have problems with, and that's why they try to drug you down. So,
no, definitely. I mean, we are, I think, the highest fluoridated nation in the world. But
I think you are.
Yeah, there is one place that is nearly as drugged as us, and that, believe it or not, is the Basque separatist region in Spain.
Yeah, but there you go again. These are powerful people, you know. They're such a tiny minority, and they're just like, we're not having it anymore.
Exactly.
You know? We want to be free.
Yeah. You know? Well, if the English people realized, you know, that they're under British rule, we're actually still under British rule here in Ireland. If the Irish people knew that their taxes were paying for these wars and paying for the British crown, the monarchy and the Vatican, I'm pretty sure without the fluoridation, there'd be a revolution tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is the thing. It's cracking down now. People are becoming aware. And when you say the British, you know, the royal family and so on, I think if people are not aware that they come from Germany, if I would say study history, and they're in for a big shock, because they think it's so British, so, I'm very sorry. It's not.
No, it's great. It's great that we can actually enlighten people, and we can do it with a very peaceful and loving way, Ollie, because the work you're doing, and I have checked you up and looked at some of the things you're doing, and that was a fantastic speech. Was it in Denmark at Bilderberg?
It was outside the Bilderberg.
Yeah. I mean, that was just, it's just a shame there wasn't a few million people in front of you, Ollie.
But I tell you, it ended in a group hug. That was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and it was so, because I come from love. I really do. If I didn't come from that, I would just shut up and put myself in a dark room and don't affect other people. But that is my intention. And I was one of the key speakers out there with Luke Radovsky, Dan Dix, and so on. And it was like, you know, a building just 50 meters, 100 meters from us, where these people with such a dark agenda was gathering to mess up the planet. And then we were gathered so close to them. I mean, they could hear what I was saying and what other people were saying. So we were so in touch, you know. And then it felt like, I tell you, it felt like the darkness and the light meeting. And there was almost like this exorcism going on. And after that speech, and because I went there, I had absolutely no idea what I was going to say. And it just came out of me and ended with a group hug. And afterwards, it felt, you know, like when there's been a thunderstorm and it's rained, and then suddenly just everything smells wonderful and fresh, and there was this feeling in the air afterwards. So it was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
A magical moment. And getting out there in your own power and just telling the truth. Even if it's just the truth, you know, even if people can tap you on the shoulder and say, Ollie, Sean, you got that wrong. Here's a bit more truth. We're on a learning curve ourselves. And, it's very important that we tell people that, you know, it isn't a case that you're stupid for not knowing this. This has been a machine going back centuries that has lied to generations and generations. So there's no blame or guilt or stupidity involved in it. It's an amazingly contrived, clever, sophisticated way of controlling people.
I tell you, Sean, you put me in a kitchen or other areas in life, I'm thick like a log. But in this area, for some reason, I focused on this. I don't know why
You found your vocation, Ollie. How's that?
I have no idea. I know I was born to do this. I know that. I can see, you know, I come from a family that was very much involved in the resistance movement against the Nazi occupation of Denmark. Mm-hmm. And I grew up with all these stories, you know, about how important it is to stand up for what is right and true. Even if you're Mr. Absolute Nobody and all on your own.
Nobody is a nobody, Ollie.
I know that, but yeah. This is what we were being fed.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, I just got it in my genes, I think, from an early age. So it's grown on me. I tell you, for so many years, I did not understand why am I putting myself through all of this, you know. Was for no gain, you know. I had people killed around me. I had to leave my country. I was shit scared and paranoid and I was threatened. Why? But something inside me just said, nope, this is the way to go. Go.
Once you find out this stuff, Ollie, there's no going back. We need the world to know this. We need the new generations coming through to be aware so that these things don't repeat themselves, so that these false flag operations and these templates that are working for, as you say, from Roman times, that they get exposed before they happen, not after they happen.
I tell you, I think that I pre-exposed a possible false flag massacre in Copenhagen. And I very much encourage people to try and become aware of the signs of a false flag before it's carried out.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things I focus on to make people aware so that they can see the setup once it's done or while it's being done. And start filming them, you know, start filming
absolutely
the people
be
who
there.
Are preparing it, and so that they will feel observed, that they will not get away with it. And the more we can make them feel that the spotlight is right on them, the sooner this whole thing will end.
Well, I tell you what, Ollie, this is out of the bag, and I usually, my vocation was going around to festivals, punk gigs and all the rest of it with a bag full of poems and getting people to pick them out of my bag, which is where it all comes from. And the captain has just said in the chat room, read him your Nobody Somebody Nobody poem, Shawnee. So
yeah, go.
Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Now, I don't even know what page that's on, so I'll just have to check. Hang on a second. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah,
go for the stuck finger.
Page 66, I found it, so that's cool. Okay, very, very simple poem, Ollie, but it goes like this. Be who you are, not what you're told to be, and suddenly your light shines through and you stop being a nobody. You do not need other nobodies to tell you are a somebody by being a nobody. They're just somebody stopping you from being a somebody. Everybody is a somebody just waiting to break out of being a nobody, and nobody really wants to remain a nobody because everybody wants to be a somebody. Everybody should help every nobody to be somebody. If this happens, then everybody that helps a nobody to be a somebody is a somebody, and that includes every nobody.
It's brilliant, Sean. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much. And none of my poems are longer than an advert because I know people's attention span. Oh, look, there's a butterfly. Anyway, their attention spans aren't usually, adverts on the telly and all the way that we're talking and little sound bites of things. And yet we've got loads of people listening to a 3-hour show of us talking about this type of stuff every week, Ollie.
Incredible.
Isn't it? So obviously the truth is getting out there.
I tell you, this is a magical time we're living. This is the time when everything changes, when everything happens. And the native Indians, they say that the souls that have come down at this time are the strongest of the strong. Our ancestors have picked us. So it's a great honor to be down here alive at this time. This
but
is
doesn't,
not a time
doesn't
for
every
wimps,
gen,
you know?
Ollie, doesn't every generation bloody say that?
I don't know. I've never heard it before.
No.
But this is the time, you know, it's not a time for wimps. This is the time to be strong and fearless.
It certainly feels like it.
And transform the whole planet. I tell you, I'm so excited because I think just down the line, within a year or two, we're going to have an incredible, beautiful transformation of this world if we can just stay focused, stay in love, and transcend this thing.
Absolutely.
We have one major obstacle here to deal with, and if we can sort that in a non-violent way, we are very much getting to where we're supposed to
be. We just need to take a few strange, unwieldy, unworldly psychopaths that have somehow economically bought our planet that was never owned by anyone to buy it in the feckin' first place. And we need to sort them out and get rid of these greedy, evil, I don't know what they are. Are they Satanists? Are they just Jesuits? Are they this, that, and the other? It doesn't matter. If we should be pointing out every wrongdoing that exists from the lower echelons of life to the higher echelons.
Do you know, there are a couple of thousand and we're 7 billion.
Yeah.
So who are the ones responsible for this? We should have just laughed generations ago saying, go hide yourself, go, you know, go and play with a pizza, do whatever you want. I'm not playing your game.
Absolutely. And
but
you know,
we have totally done it. We are protecting them. We're protecting them from each other. It's like, so every one of us has to wake up and see what's going on and just say, oh my God, from this day on, I'm not taking part of this game anymore.
You see, because they own the media.
Indirectly, sorry, if I can just say indirectly, since we have been so thick and so asleep, we should indirectly thank these people for waking us up, because apparently we won't wake up with gentle sort of a little slap on the cheek. You know, life has tried that for a long time. Now is the sledgehammer saying, okay, if you don't get it, here it is. Smack right in the forehead.
It's a kick up this the arse, isn't it?
It's a kick up the arse. And this is the time to say, okay, I get it. I get it. Finally. And make a change.
Absolutely. Listen, what a great time to take a little bit of a music break again, Ollie. And as you know, I'm trying to promote one of my buddies who had a fantastic band in the 80s. And they're called Asia Fields. They were missed by the entertainment industry, really, even though they had so, so much to say. So we're going to take a little break. I'm going to actually play two short songs by them, if that's okay with you, Ollie. And then we'll be back.
Perfect.
And then we'll be back to really finish up what you want, something that you have a think while these tunes are being played, of something that you really want to share with the People's Internet Radio crowd, my out of the bag listeners. And then I really think you're going to have to come back again, and we're going to have to chat about certain things much, much more in depth. I'd like to talk about JFK. Yes, let's go into the depth of it, etc., etc. Okay, Ollie?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to play Asia Fields, first of all, Crackpot, followed by Know Who You Are.
Don't lie, you stay. You are mine, I believe in you.
that was Asia Fields with Know Who You Are. And before that, Asia Fields again with Crackpot. Really enjoying this music. It's fantastic. And welcome back to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on People's Internet Radio. That's www.peoplesinternetradio.com, where we are seeking solutions. And one of the solutions to keeping us on air, everyone, and you know it, there is a donations button. Yes, you keep us telling the truth and getting these fantastic guests onto our shows. That is how we keep going, and I'd like you to have a look. For the price of a pint, for the price of a packet of cigarettes, give them up. I can't. We just want to keep going and getting the truth out there to as many people as we can. So don't forget the donate button's just under the player. So, welcome back, Ollie Damigar, to Out of the Bag.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And thanks for that musical interlude. I really enjoyed it myself. And so before we took the break, I asked you if there was one thing that you'd like to share with the People's Internet Radio crowd, the wonderful listeners that we have on Out of the Bag. What would it be? I mean, would it be to share another truth about some despicable act by the elite psychopaths? Or would it be to move forward and take our own power and that type of thing?
Do you know, I'm not here to point guilt or anything. I'm here to describe events that has affected us in a way that I think is very important for us to become aware of so that we can wake up and move to a better place.
Yes.
The thing that we have not gotten to is the John Lennon assassination. That was the first question I was given, and we never got to the answer.
We haven't. So let's go there with that.
Okay. You know, when the evening when John Lennon was killed, he was just on the way to, he had just recorded his comeback album. He was coming back from the studio, and they were planning a big, big peace tour in the States. And if that had been successful, would it absolutely guaranteed would have been, they would have gone globally. So one of the major reasons why beautiful people like Lennon and Lady Di and Gandhi and Martin Luther King and JFK are taken out is because they stand for peace, not for death and destruction, which is the agenda of this elite. And the evening when John came back from the studio, they came in a limo and stopped outside the Dakota building in New York. And first, Yoko went inside, and John followed just 5-6 meters after. On the right-hand side, when he left the limo, was this man that is blamed for the assassination. His name is Mark Chapman. And Lennon just passed him, started walking in towards the building, and some shots were fired. He fell down, started crawling into the building, and Yoko came out screaming. They took him to hospital, where he was pronounced dead. When you look at the crime scene, I always try to come to a crime scene with no pre, what do you call it, just to look at it objectively. Mm-hmm. And when you look at this crime, you will see that John Lennon was shot 4 or 5 times. There are different versions of it, all of them coming straight from the left. I mean, even so, some of the bullets are so tied together that it's hard to see if it's one or two entrance wounds, you know. So was Mark Chapman standing there? No. Meaning we're up for a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. You know, who was standing to the left? That would be where the shooter is. Okay. And this evening, there was a doorman by the name of Jose Perdomo. Now, Jose Perdomo, he was a very nice looking elder gentleman, I think in his maybe early 70s, late 60s, glasses, distinguished gentleman. This man was the guy who went over to Mark Chapman and is said to have taken the gun from him and saying, do you know what you just did? You shot Lennon. You shot Lennon. After he said that, it seems like Chapman turned into like a zombie, just standing waiting to be picked up by the police, which is a very, very common phenomenon when you have to deal with patsies that have been going through MK Ultra mind control. You know, they're not capable of doing the assassination themselves, but they are very capable of taking the blame for it. So we look at this Jose Perdomo and check out his background. And for 10 years, he was one of the highest ranking officers of, wait for it, Operation 40. Now, what are the chances?
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. Again, this Operation 40 connects so many of these hideous acts, you know.
And wouldn't it be great to know exactly who belongs to that Operation 40 now?
I tell you, in my book, Coup d'etat in Slow Motion, which you can find on my website, Light on Conspiracies, which, by the way, has also got a donation button and a newsletter. Anyone who still wants to support me as well, I'm just an ordinary guy. Please,
okay, I'm going to put the website into the chat room as well. www.lightonconspiracies.com. Okay.
A hand-picked name, Light on Conspiracies, because that is what it's all about, I think. To put the light straight on these conspiracies.
Absolutely.
And expose them. And how long have we got?
We've only got a good 5 minutes, but we can carry on a little bit longer.
No, there's one prayer I really want to share with you before I go.
A prayer?
It's, yep.
Okay.
I'm not a religious person. I think religion is very much... often being used in the wrong way as a tool of control and,
sure.
and manipulating of people's good faith instead of what is was supposed to do from day one. But I see myself as a spiritual being, and there's this prayer that I really, really love. It's an old yogic prayer, and it goes like this.
Okay.
May the entire universe be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May everyone, and especially the ones who hurt us, be filled with peace and joy, love and light. Victory to that light.
Brilliant.
Because the plain truth is that if we don't heal them as well, they will still carry on with this dark, big black hole that they cannot fill up with greed and violence. Everything they try to fill it up with, it won't help. We need them healed as well to be able to go to a better future. And no. That is my point of view.
Absolutely, you're dead right. I'm actually trying to get hold of Max Egan, who's taken over the second part of the show, Ollie, but he isn't responding at the moment. It's very it's very, very early in Australia at the moment, so
I bet.
And he's been on at 9 p.m. before now, so he got up very early for previous shows. So I'm just going to ask you, would you like to hear a prayer I've written?
Go for it.
Okay.
I would love to.
Okay. I wrote it actually for my son, and he's now 15, so it's quite an old poem. And it's simply called Change the World We Live In. And it goes like this. Let's start again and get it right. Work by day and sleep by night. If we're to win the greatest fight and change the world we live in, the here and now is all we need. To act as one and all take heed and end the days of hate and greed. For past indiscretions, we're all forgiven. Light the torch to guide our way and lead us through each single day. And from the truth, we'll never stray to change the world we live in. The good we do will shine right through with every action that we do. And love, it'll brighten up the view as this earth becomes our heaven. There you go.
Like I said, I didn't used to like poetry, but I mean, you're really winning me over here.
I'm a punk poet and a new version of a poet.
Maybe that's what works in my life, but it really hits home, you know.
Good stuff. Looking forward to performing a lot around the country now in the festival season and trying to get... I was actually in Belgium recently performing poetry, so that was pretty cool, and over in London. So maybe the word's getting out that I actually do a bit of poetry. How's that?
Yeah, sounds great. I'll see if I can do something for you here in Spain.
Absolutely, that would be fantastic. I tell you, I really don't know if Max is going to be with us, but I do also, I'm aware that I don't want to keep you any longer than the 2 hours you promised me as well, Ollie. So if you want to head off, I can easily carry on.
Up to you, Sean, if you want me on. I'm happy to stay.
Are you happy to stay?
I'm happy to say this, and the thing is, whatever it takes to make the world better, I'm right there. If I can do make any kind of change for the better, I'm right there. Count me in, whatever it takes.
Okay, well, we're going for that. That's what I mean. You're actually, just to let you know a little bit about the radio station itself, and we've had our ups and downs. We've had our we've had our endings. We used to be called TNS Radio, which was Tina Sear. Radio, which means Land of the Free in Irish. And then we became MSI Radio, which is Media Streaming International, when we realized we were global. And now we're called People's Internet Radio, and I think we're getting bigger all the time. Having said that, we do need brave souls to come on this station and take a seat and get that truth out there and interview people and speak the truth themselves and all the rest of it. So we're always, always looking for people to come and join us on People's Internet Radio. If you've got a story out there, if you've got a way of doing things. But what I'm